Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Rolling Energy Group Live. Thank you for tuning in tonight. We hope to excite you, entertain you, give you some great education and some information. A couple things I want to clear up. First of all, this show has not been evaluated by any government regulatory agencies. Herb and I are not practitioners, doctors, anything to do with medical. So we ask, please don't ask us medical questions. And we will not discuss any kind of income claims because every one of you are individually and are unique. Second, tomorrow night, I want to wish all you fathers out there a happy Father's Day. The Rolling Energy Group basically will not be operating tomorrow night in tribute of Father's Day to all you fathers out there. But tonight, we're going to interview a friend of mine, a professor. He was basically, he and I both have built brick and mortar businesses that actually involved sales and a company that we worked. We both have basically built those companies to where they were individually more than $3.6 million to $4 million plus every single year. He and I have been in some other ventures that we have made some decent, and when I say decent, I'm talking close to around $20,000 a month doing. So we feel we're qualified, but Herb's a little different. Now, I've got a business degree and a marketing degree, but Herb was actually a professor at two different major universities in Ohio. He has an MBA. He has a psychology degree. He has a speech degree. But what he's known for around the world, he is a naturist. He is one of the foremost people in the world that can basically look at pictures and tell you what kind of weeds or plants that's edible to sustain your life. He's taken more than a million-plus people out into the jungles, into the woods, deep into the deserts, deep into swamps, in places you would have never, ever think of, and shared information with them on how to sustain their life and find great nutrition. With that, I want to introduce Professor Herb Samuels to the call, and I'm going to do a little interviewing. But if you're new and you're a first-time caller, or if you are one of the branding partners, please go ahead and press 1 and get in the queue. Because Herb and I love to give away some free samples. And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about some unique, individual, revolutionary, innovative, cutting-edge technology from a company that no one's ever heard of. They work with doctors, practitioners, blue light energy healers. And their technology is based on a gentleman that's probably one of the most smartest people in the world. You may have heard of him, you may have not, but his name was Nikola Tesla. Somewhere around 1895, in his journals, he had a picture and drawings of a car that was actually driving by itself. Around 1920, he started working with the Tesla coil about free electricity for the world and was robbed of that venture by some people that you may very well know. But also in his journey, in his journal, he had a little bitty box that was 3.5 inches wide by about five and a half inches long. And he talked about basically creating radio frequencies and embedded them into this little box. And he says, we could probably talk to each other someday. So with that, let's talk a little bit about quantum energy, because he was working on quantum resonating energy. Professor Herb, are you here?
I believe I am. Am I here?
I believe you are. Yeah, I don't know. You're probably not here. You're probably somewhere. You're probably on the planet somewhere, but we don't know.
Right. And
tell
between,
us a little bit about
between...
quantum resonating energy. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's start with Mr. Tesla. And just to put things in vogue, you know, Gary gave you a couple insightful pieces of his, you know, amazing technical competence. But when Einstein, you probably heard of that guy, you know, Albert Einstein, was being interviewed, somebody asked him very, you know, point blankly, what's it like being the smartest man in the world? And his response was, I don't know. You'd have to ask Nikola Tesla. Now, if that doesn't open up a reason to listen to the information that you're about to hear based upon Tesla-inspired technologies, nothing will. You know, you might as well check for your heartbeat or, you know, pulse, because I don't think you have one. Now, with that having been said, let's talk a little bit about quantum resonating energy, something that Tesla was working with in the 20s. And again, he didn't create it by any means. The Lord created it. Our entire universe, the entire everything in our world is all about quantum resonating energy. Every cell in your body, every organ in your body, everything around you, whether it's man-made or whether it's, you know, part of nature, has its own resonating energy. The earth, the sun, and again, you know, things that are relevant to us, each and every item that we consume as food is resonating frequency. Now, why is that important? Well, we are beings of this universe, and as a consequence, we need to keep our energy fields in balance. And if we don't, we end up over time from chronic exposure to stressors, and there are so many more stressors today than our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents even could have imagined. You know, the food we eat, you know, the quasi-food that you buy at a grocery store, it has so many chemical stressors in it that it really doesn't have very much nutritional value, and ultimately your body probably doesn't recognize most of what's in it, and as a consequence, if you're lucky, it goes right through and comes out the other end, but unfortunately, that's not usually what happens. It actually accumulates in your body, creating a toxic buildup of poison, and then we add the air we breathe. We add the water that we, you know, consume. We add the fact that, you know, our silly neighbors are putting some kind of toxic chemicals on their lawn, or they're trying to kill some kind of bug in their garden, and they think that the best solution is to poison the plant. Well, oh, man, is there some problem in our world. But ultimately, and it goes so far beyond that. You know, we're now in an era of 5G, and we're soon to have 6G, and that radiation is certainly a foreign frequency to the body, and the body can't, you know, act at optimal healthy function with that influence. And with chronic exposure, it is so detrimental unless you begin to do something about it. And we're going to talk about simple solutions. So Gary's question about what is quantum energy, you know, I'd love to be able to detail that, but even the foremost postdoctoral scholars in the field of quantum physics are still exploring the possibility and just beginning to glimpse at little pieces of the puzzle. So eventually man might understand it, but here is an example that we could all understand. And that is, specifically, we look up and we see that bright ball of sun, okay? And, you know, as we're appreciating that, whether you know, we know it or not, the frequencies from that particular influencer has impact on our bodies in a very significant way. And here it is in simple terms. Our body needs vitamin D3. And the best natural source for, you know, guiding the body to produce that vitamin D3 is the quantum resonating energy from the sun. Even a blind man that goes outside and is exposed to sunlight begins to build vitamin D3. And that is the miracles of how our world works. You know, hope that guides you in a little direction so you can begin to think openly as to the amazing technology we're going to, you know, describe some of its, you know, developmental processes and some of its practical applications. We could change your life. We could improve so many aspects of your life based upon recent developments in technology. And you've probably never heard of any of these before. So with that, does that help a little, Gary?
That helps a lot. Matter of fact, I sent you a video not too long ago about Bruce Lipton, where he was talking about if we take a pill for, you know, some kind of ailment that we may have, that our body basically taking that pill only gets about 10%. And but if we were to take a frequency and expose our body to a frequency, am I clear that we would get 100% using frequency, that basically the future of medicine is going to be frequency? Is did I know in some of the readings, Albert Einstein said that once, and a couple other people. Did I interpretate that right?
The key is that, you know, everything in this world is frequency. So as man becomes more adept at isolating specific frequencies and beginning to, you know, apply them to some way of influencing the body or, you know, the plant or the animal with those frequencies, it's inevitable that we'll be able to improve the results based upon what we know now, you know, the chemical processes that, as you said, are very inefficient. And they have so many side effects, complicated side effects, in a lot of cases really toxic, chronic buildup of chemicals based upon, you know, the way things are done now. I mean, even over-the-counter medications that may relieve, you know, discomfort, or, you know, if you have a really bad toothache, you know, they may solve, you know, your current situation to some degree by masking the symptoms. But the long-term complications of those chemicals could ultimately lead you down that downward spiral where you end up with some kind of horrible, debilitating, chronic dysfunction over time. And, you know, doesn't it make more sense to use energy and avoid all that?
Absolutely. Now, this company that we're going to tell everybody about is literally taking some of this technology from Nikola Tesla, a young man by the name of Mike Hassler, and his father, Rick Hassler. They have figured out how to basically tap into this frequency thing without losing any of its original strength, and can produce things that's all natural. Is that correct?
It's revolutionary. What happened is that Mike Hassler, as a young man in 2012, was invited to the Tesla convention. And, you know, his father, Rick Hassler, was honored, you know, excited that his son had been invited, but he had some reservations, and that was because the event was in Germany that year, and Mike, you know, was raised in the backwoods of New Hampshire, you know, kind of didn't have a whole lot of worldly exposure, and Rick was very concerned about sending his son by himself to Germany to be among some of the, and I say this respectfully, geekiest minds in the world. He didn't know how his son would be able to handle that or how he would handle that. So he said, no, maybe sometime in the future, you know, Mike, but not now. And Mike was fortunately very, very persistent. And he told his dad, you know, this is maybe the most important, you know, aspect of my turning into a man. I mean, this is my opportunity to you know, set myself free. And eventually his dad came around and he said, you're right, but there's a catch. And that catch was he was going to go with him to the event. And that's what happened. And, you know, it so happened that Rick was, you know, relatively set in life. He had, after 25 years of developing a serious business, sold it for big bucks to Kyocera, the international industrial giant from Japan. And he was, you know, again, I'll say comfortable, but boy, is that an understatement. And he wasn't looking for any, you know, kind of business development or anything at the time. But when they went to the convention, they had, you know, kind of not only brain swell, but they had, you know, kind of a vision into the future. And when Rick came back, he was thinking, man, sometime in my lifetime, and he was early 50s at the time, you know, maybe within the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, these revolutionary ideas related to quantum energy, you know, might be somehow brought into some practical application. And when his son Mike said, Dad, based upon what we were exposed to and some ideas that have been keeping me up at night, I believe that I can change the world. We can impact everyone around the world. And his dad flipped out. I mean, he did a double take, quadruple take. You know, his head pretty much almost spun completely around when Mike said that. He said, because, again, he had heard the exact same information, and it seemed like science fiction to him. You know, beam me up, Scotty, or Orson Welles, you know, 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea back in the 1800s. I mean, you know, ideas that just were so preposterously futuristic that it just was amazing that, you know, his son had an idea that he was going to turn it into a household benefit. And with that, Rick, you know, being a, you know, serious business guy, he said, well, what do you need, Mike? And Mike said, money and lots of it, Dad. And, you know, that didn't raise any complications. You know, fortunately, Rick was in a position to, you know, solve it with money if that's all his son needed. And at that point, he said, for what? And Mike started describing state-of-the-art quantum physics tools for the laboratory. And his dad said, all right, if you really, you know, got this under control, here's the checkbook. Mike went shopping, spent a lot of money on some, you know, absolutely advanced equipment and some software that, you know, was pretty much not even fully developed. I mean, you know, they had to come up with some pretty remarkable tools to proceed based upon Mike's, you know, initial thoughts. And they put it together. And at that point, Mike went to work like a madman. Why? Well, you know, he had a passion for what he was doing, and he wanted to prove himself. You know, he wanted his dad's, you know, kind of complete respect based upon he could do it. You know, he had the ability to be the man that puts together practical applications of quantum resonating energy. And it didn't take him very long until he proved it. Came up with an idea that was patentable. And since then, the company has already filed for 5 additional patents, and they've been granted. And you're going to see, because this company is so innovative, there will be lots of other technologies developed solely through the research and development, the innovative ideas that this company is continually bringing to the world.
So now all this is basically in the United States. So they've got 6 patents. They've won 15 major awards. And I heard one of them was the Gold Edison Award. Now, the Gold Edison Award, ain't that competing with companies like Microsoft and IBM and Oracle and some of the great, great, big, giant tech companies? Is that true?
The Gold Edison Award is absolutely the Emmy of the industrial base industry. You know, what everybody wants is recognition for innovation. And that is the coveted award, the Gold Edison Award. And we won that based upon the development of a technology that needs to be in every single household, from grass huts in you know, third world countries to, you know, the most advanced technological houses in, you know, the powerhouse locations of the world. It's called a food freshness card. And it has revolutionary benefits. It, you know, pretty much is something that every household is absolutely remiss if they don't have it, because what it does, among other things, is it mitigates the development of mold, bacteria, and fungi, so that things that decay too rapidly, like milk and cheese and your berries and your fruits and your vegetables and your breads and your pastries, it goes on and on. There's so many things that, you know, we would love to have last longer, but, you know, the world's, you know, natural modalities of breaking things down, a third of our food produced in the world goes to waste. And we have a technology that extends the vibrancy, the freshness of things that are exposed to this technology by 50%. And we've seen some results that, you know, have gone to scary levels. Bread lasting 6 months. Think about that.
Wow. Now, it's not just the food freshness card. You can actually put it in a garage. And if you have a misty kind of a muggy, or not muggy, but a musty kind of a mildew kind of area, won't that take that out?
Again, you know, thinking about mold and fungi, that's pretty much what you were just describing. If you can indeed, using frequencies only, and again, a patented method, you could review the patents. We're not hiding anything. In fact, we ask that, you know, don't take our word for anything. Try to prove us wrong in any of the statements that we make. And, you know, as you begin to enjoy these various inventions, you're going to find that they work better than what we are describing. It is phenomenal at how many benefits that you will, you know, indeed enjoy as you begin to experiment with more and more and more of these various technologies. And I like to call them batteries. And the reason I do that is that we're all familiar with batteries. You know, batteries store energy, and eventually they wear out. Well, that's exactly what we have here. We have holograms, and we have carbon fiber materials that hold energy. In this particular case, it is quantum resonating energy, so it's not your average battery. You know, it's definitely a unique situation. But the experiments that the company has gone through, and the, you know, the continual development of better and better and improving technologies, has led them to using a specialty kind of holograph and a specialty version of carbon fiber material that hold resonating energy very efficiently without it changing. And the benefits, again, are something that each and every person owes it to themselves to experience, because your life will improve.
Now, I know I put mine actually in my air duct system on my filter, and the air in my house basically, as it comes through, it always has a little bit of a mist to a degree, because it comes through the air conditioning system. The air is so much more fresher, you putting it, basically putting it in there. But there is other things, like for example, I recently just had surgery, and I used one called Relief, I used one called Wow, and I used one called Nitro, and one that's a prototype called Renew. And I put them all on there, and when I went to the doctor Friday, my doctor basically, he seen that my samples, and he, when he took off the bandage off my arm, and he says, I can take these stitches out. He says, this is absolutely amazing. He says, you are just 10 days into surgery, and in 25 years of doing this operation on people's nerves and ligaments, I have never been able to take most people's stitches out of their hand because it hadn't been healed the way yours is healing. What are you doing? He says, what are all these little stickers on your arm? I kind of laughed, and I said, magic. And he said, magic. And I said, frequencies. And he said, well, do tell. And I handed him some samples. I said, here's some Renew. And I said, here's you six of the Renews. I said, here's you six. Wow, here's you six I gave him six of almost each and every one. I said, now, if you're true and you really want to know why my hand is healing as fast as it is, you're going to look into this. And he says, have you taken any of the pain medication that I give you? And I said, no. I said, and he looked at me and he said, why? You haven't taken none. I said, no. I said, do you realize that when I take those pills that you're giving me, I'm only getting 10% basically of the medicine, and I'm getting 90% garbage. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, I can prove that to you. And he said, well, do tell. And I said, well, you know, he took the stitches out, and he looked at my hand, and he says, I'd say in 2 more weeks, he said, or less, he said, you're probably going to be able to go back to work. I've never seen this ever done this quick or this fast. So I gave him the samples, and I told him, I said, do your own little research. Here's everything, and if you have any questions, I'll be glad to answer. So can you tell us the trifecta of a relief? How, and I know you and I call it trifecta. A lot of people won't understand what a trifecta is when we talk about the relief. Talk a little bit about the relief. Talk a little bit about the nitro and a little bit about the wow, so the people can understand what I just said and what I put on my arm to make the stitches in my hand and basically 6 inches of on my elbow, above and below my elbow, why it's healing up so fast with this kind of technology.
Well, we're not going to make any claims. Again, one of our technologies specifically called Renew is, again, it's a prototype, and the frequencies embedded in it are bringing some phenomenally noticeable benefits to those of us that are privileged with being part of the prototype experiment. And those include, you know, skin healing, hydrating, wrinkles disappearing. For some people, they notice improvements in their vision. For some people, they're noticing, you know, it goes on and on. So many youthful benefits. Well, ultimately, you know, the healing process, anything that you do that facilitates the body's natural healing process is, I don't know, going to expedite its ability to get you back to normal, you know, to heal the way that your body was before it was injured or before it was, you know, manually altered. You know, that's basically what we do in surgical procedures. But let's talk a little bit about, you know, the various batteries that you talked about. They're peel and stick. They look like little Band-Aids. One is called Relief. It has more than 100 different frequencies in it. And, again, it's a patented device, so you could read, you know, how they isolate frequencies, how they, you know, some of the methods that they use to embed those frequencies into these holograms. But you're not going to know anything other than what the company, you know, every once in a while will give us a sneak peek at, you know, part of the formula as to what the specific frequencies are. We do know for sure in the Relief out of the 100 that there is CBD, cannabidiol, and we actually have our own, and I'll call it best in its category form of CBD by itself. But it happens to also be in the WOW. It happens to be in the Relief. And it also has turmeric, which is a household spice. It's been known for definitely centuries, probably millennium, as to its healing properties. And, again, you know, just look it up on the Internet, and you'll begin to understand, you know, how if somebody figured out how to improve the benefits from that, you know, particular natural substance, and we have energetically. The body only uses the energy that it needs, and it, you know, continually resonates that energy to the body so that it can continually benefit from it, and it does. You know, the body's energy fields are so intelligent. It's mind-boggling at how all of our systems work and how all the animals and all the plants on the planet, you know, continue to function and thrive. Well, it's all about energy. And again, in the relief, when you apply one of these, it specifically brings all those frequencies to an influential energy field on your body, throughout your entire body. And that does a lot of things, helps with stress and anxiety. Lowering stress and anxiety by itself adds to the rapidity of repair in the body. It also, guides the body to relief of discomfort, reduces inflammation. Those are all critical factors in the healing process. And, it goes on and it does so many other things. And you mentioned nitro, and nitro is an amazing natural substance, nitric oxide. Back in 1995, there was actually a Nobel Physics Prize won by a pharmacologist that was pioneering our understanding of the importance of nitric oxide in the mammalian body. And here's a couple takeaways, and you'll begin to understand why, Gary's healing experience is so impressive. Nitric oxide, which is a gas produced in the cardiovascular system, specifically is a natural vasculator, okay? It indeed enhances the body's ability, the cardiovascular system's ability to disseminate oxygen and nutrients to every cell in the body. Now, you probably just heard me say oxygen to the cells. Well, when you begin to look at each and every cell in the body, if you look at the mitochondria, that's the powerhouse, the kind of brains and actual engine of what makes the cell function, boy, does it jump, eons ahead when it has ample amounts of oxygen. So by putting one of these silly little nitro patches on or nitro batteries on, and they resonate energy for about 72 hours, and then peel it off and stick another one on, and you'll find that your natural production of nitric oxide will begin to improve. It will go back to closer levels to those that you had when you were at your peak. For men, about 18, women, 22 to 24. And when you have that extra, functioning development of nitric oxide, you'll find so many benefits, performance benefits, performance in every aspect of those activities that, you are regularly involved in, whether it's a weekend warrior project, whether it's a quick visit to the bedroom, whether it's a situation where you're in some kind of athletic competition. In fact, today I took one of our brand partners and we went to several golf courses looking for the golf pros. And do you think extra performance might be a good thing? Little better swing, little more power in your swing so you can get your ball to go just a little further. I think that might be pretty impressive if you're in some kind of competitive activity. And on the other side of that, by having ample amounts of readily available oxygen, you'll find that the recovery time improves dramatically. So, when you're going out to do some crazy physical project, the next one that, you get tangled into, don't you want to be able to, really get in there, put full activity levels in there and not fatigue as quickly? And then when you're done with the project, recover much more rapidly so that if you decide it's time to, do it again, you'll be ready. It is amazing. And then, Gary mentioned some other modalities. We have lots of them. And if we have any, people listening, tonight that would like to, bring forward their experience, just simply press one or ask a question and we'll go into the detail on, any item that you want us to discuss. We're here, this is your radio program. We're here five nights a week and we're here to open people's understanding of better solutions to complications that we're all affected by every day. So please press 1. We'd love to hear from you. If you're a first-time listener, that would be the beginning of the process so that you get freebies. And for brand partners, if you have first-time listeners on the show, you want to encourage them to, you know, kind of step forward, because you get rewarded as they get rewarded. You know, you get freebies, they get freebies. And the way we have now, you know, kind of improved our inducements, you as a brand partner or you as a first-time listener can continue and acquire points, and the points can be redeemed for everything in the product line. I sent out today a major, major package to one of our brand partners out in Missouri. He's moving to Pennsylvania very soon. And all I could say is, you know, it's a good thing that, you know, he has the ability to accumulate points so that he didn't have to spend a fortune on those patches. You can earn them. So there you go, guys. And the patches aren't very expensive. You know, some of our modalities are a little more expensive. The earthing card, which is definitely the quintessential item in our product line, retails for $299. And it is such a value because it lasts, it's unconditionally guaranteed for a year, but it lasts for years and years. And the amount of benefits that you'll get from having one of those is indescribable. Do we
well,
have
Richard,
anybody pressing plus?
If you would,
no.
Richard, I know we have Jane, we have David, and we have Bailey on the call. So one of you three.
David. Let me point out
David,
a David. David, right. what was your experience on the golf course today? Did you have a pretty, pleasant reality of, you know, how we went about beginning to expose people to, you know, information that they need to know about? We can improve the profitability of every golf course in the world, and every single player will, you know, absolutely begin to have the ability to knock a couple strokes off their game simply by embracing things that they currently know nothing about. So what would you like to talk about related to your experience today, David?
Well, one of the coolest things is we met a guy named Terry. He was from Texas. And just within a minute, he got stronger with a test. We put his arm out, just stiff, you know, like a tree trunk or something, but just a branch. We pushed on, and it went down. Not easy, but it went down. But then we gave him a quantum card, and it was really tough to push him down. He goes, well, you're not pushing very hard. So I pushed again, and it still stayed right where it was. And he says, I don't believe it, but I believe it, because I've seen this thing now, that it is hard to believe. But then we went over and talked to some other, we were trying to find a couple guys that taught it. And we found other people that still wanted to improve their game, too. It was exciting. It was, and besides that, we got to see some fabulous golf courses around town that I've never seen. They were phenomenal. Wow. But I had a funky story. The other day, a friend of mine's was going to throw out her petunia plant. She forgot to water it, and it was dead looking. But I told her to go get me a cup of water. For what? I go, we're going to do an experiment with my quantum card. What are you talking about? I said, we're just going to do an experiment. Well, we put the quantum card in this little tiny cup of water, not even a regular cup size. And as it turns out, the next morning we came back to do the job, my son and I, that thing was so proud and so awesome looking, and it only took overnight. I go, and she goes, no, that's because you watered it. I go, well, experiment worked, didn't it? But we don't have. I should have cut the plant in half to see what it should have done. But no, I don't want that plant cut in half. But it was pretty amazing, just with the magic water. That's what I call it.
Thank you, David. Absolutely. Did we have fun today?
Oh, we had an awesome time all day. It's fun being with you. I'm learning so much, and I'm becoming less inhibited about talking to anybody. You were over there talking to people, and we could have talked to a couple of these guys to lose weight, but we didn't bring it up. And a couple of these guys aren't walking very well. If they had one of these earthing cards in their back pocket, I'm sure they would be walking better. And if they had a earthing card and they started to swing, they'd have more dexterity. So that was really neat. But, man, did we ever see some fabulous, it's just overlooks over the tops of these little hills down in there and watching the guys play. It was a lot of fun. It was awesome. Yep.
And that's the key to this business, you know. Figure out something that you can enjoy and do that aspect a lot. And the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. And as you improve your game, so to speak, you will be unstoppable at building a very successful, informative, improve people's lives wellness alternative business. So
and
no
all
excuses,
these guys
Don.
And gals that we talked to they were real receptive about making a little extra money also. But,
yeah, did anybody spit on your boot or on my boot? You know, did anybody
not
seem
at all. They were very receptive.
Yeah, 100% today. Sometimes you get somebody little skeptical or a little cranky, but typically if you have the right energy and you have the right intention, you know, we're just there to bring, you know, improvement to their lives. I mean, you know, it doesn't get any better. How often does somebody walk up to you with the sole purpose of making your life better from here on in?
Do you remember Scotty?
That's miraculous. Yeah.
This guy didn't look very good at all, but he even was receptive and said, hey, send me the info. And then he told us that he was going into the hospital Monday. I don't know how serious whatever it was, but you could see that he was sort of scared, but we don't know. But he was still, I'd be more than interested in checking out whatever you guys got.
He
didn't even look good.
He actually is a decorated veteran. And we mentioned military.
Silver Star.
Yeah.
What does a silver star mean?
Anybody know what a Silver Star recognition is by any chance?
Yes. Very high honor.
Yeah.
Bravery,
I assume that.
Something or other.
Wow.
Well, this guy was over in
Nam. Very high honor.
Was on and off a chopper, and he says somehow he got this star.
Yeah, he said he was on top or under the chopper. Is what he said. Oh gosh.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Dave, you learned the business is fun when you get out and really go to work, didn't you?
Absolutely. Yep. It is fun.
It is one of the most funnest things in the world I've been involved in quite a few different things, but nothing that is easy, so demonstrable. But so fun, and so much fun, because when you show people that they can improve their strength, and that's just one, and then you let them know there's more, it is just unbelievable at what can be done. Now, we got a couple more people. We got Bailey, and we got Jane. Richard, will you open up Jane's line, and let's see if Jane's got any good questions for us today.
Yes,
go
this
ahead,
is Jane. Good evening. Good evening.
Hi, Jane.
Yes, I do have a question. I've made a list of about a half a dozen what I would call influencers. I follow them on YouTube. They have a following of sorts, not real big like, Sean Hannity or Colbert, people like that, but a little bit less. I want to send them some free samples and ask them to review it. I'm asking, has anybody ever done that before? And which samples would you recommend that I send them?
Probably relief and nitro, but I don't think he's going to go to work, because most people, unless you stick it on them, they're going to read it. They're going to stick it in a drawer. Unless you stick it on them, you're not. I don't think he. I mean, I'm just trying to save you money, but Herb may have a different take to that. Everybody that I've done it hadn't done nothing.
My experience, and again, I have years of experience with these particular sample packages now, because I was in a company that was private, labeling these modalities from our company. And, basically in the stranger market, meaning cold market like that, the sample by itself, unless you get an intellectual commitment up front, or, you specifically have some kind of a, really intense initial communications going on before you get the sample to them, you're going to find that it doesn't go anywhere. It's just, people, accept it as a freebie, and freebies are things that have no value. And as a consequence, they treat it as something with no value. And that's a horrible reality for something, as impressive and, reliable and life-altering as what we have. But they don't perceive it that way when it comes free. So in view of that, my kind of approach to those influencers would be to, kind of begin to, try to get them in dialogue to the point where they're interested in something. They, kind of specifically, get back to you with an interest, whatever that is, EMF protection or some kind of discomfort relief, or, maybe just, I don't believe that you can keep my flowers, living a lot longer, or my bread living, vital for 6 months. And once you get them to, kind of express their doubts, when you send the various documents across that they can't deny the reality, our EMF Australia piece is a great piece. Any of the time-lapse independent studies on the freshness card, they are powerful. Yeah. It's pretty hard to deny, day by day by day what happens to a tomato. I mean, have you ever had a tomato lie to you? They don't lie. It's just how nature is. And the proof in the blood, tinyurl.com/proof in the blood, that's Dr. Smith, showing exactly what our relief chip does when blood is exposed to those frequencies. If people, kind of are willing to take that in those four videos that I, just mentioned, the tomato, the bread, the EMF from Australia, and the relief proof in the blood, take less than 10 minutes to watch. So if you can get them to agree to watch 10 minutes of video, then they already have proof in their hands. They probably have a lot of skepticism and non-belief still. But at that point, if you, find out what their complications are and they agree to try the samples, they probably will try the samples. Now you're in a completely different, kind of arena than you were by just sending the samples and saying, try them.
Okay, what I'm hearing you say is start a dialogue first. Don't just cold call, cold send the product to my influencer. Start a dialogue first. send them a video to watch, and if they're showing interest, then send them the product, correct?
That
would be a better route?
It's a much more successful route based upon my experience. I mean, the other one, you could spend a lot of money sending samples. I mean, people will, you know, not return them, and they won't even thank you in most cases, but in a lot of cases, they won't even open the envelope. When you go back a year later, you know, you happen to meet them or something, and you say, oh, what was your experience? They'll say, oh, I remember that. It's in my drawer, or, you know, it's where I put my mail, or, you know, whatever.
Right. Okay, thanks for that. That will narrow it down. I have a fairly good relationship. Well, maybe not good, I should say long relationship with Jim Paris, who lives down here in Florida. I actually met him up in Chicago. His brother bankrupted him, about $8 million. He's got a standing lawsuit against his brother, who kind of disappeared, and, you know, government came and put a lock on his house, put a lock on his business, and he had to pick himself up from the floor and rebuild his life. And he's done so very successfully. And he does review products and does do recommendations. So he's number one on my list. I will contact him because I went to him and I said he was helping to give business advice to get startups up off of the ground, and because I was one of the first people to respond to him, and at that time I was on disability, and I said, this plan is easy enough, you know, even me on disability, I can go ahead and do this. So he'll remember me because I was the only one there that was on disability in his first class that he had. I just never found a good product. But my dad as a kid taught me about Tesla, and Tesla was even smarter than Edison and Ford and a bunch of other scientists put together. So I knew about Tesla, and we've got a great product here. It's on the cutting edge. It's going to be the next explosion in the health market. So thank you for that good direction. I'll follow up on that and let you know what happens. Thanks, Irv.
My pleasure. And if you can, you know, kind of arrange for a three-way call, you know, if he's willing to go into a dialogue, I believe we can get him to commit seriously to, you know, evaluating our products.
All right. I will start that and then give you a call. I'll let you guys close the deal for me. That sounds great.
Now we're cooking. Terrific.
Hi. How about you, Bailey? Love to hear from you.
Hold on. I got to click something else off first.
Bay. Good evening.
Hello. Welcome.
How are you?
We're smiling because we hear your voice.
Okay. I'm on every night. I don't miss a night. I'm on here just about every night.
We love it.
I'm doing much better. I have my earthing car around my neck. I sleep with it. I'm sleeping a lot better, and I'm feeling a lot stronger. And I just love your show, and I love you guys. And I wanted to ask Gary, how's his mom and his wife doing? And tell him that we've been praying for her every day.
Well, I appreciate that. Brought my wife home, and she's not been able to walk, but today I put her porta potty right there by her beside the bed and her walker, and she took her walker and absolutely made it all the way to the kitchen this morning. I asked her if she wanted me to help her, and she said no. We brought her mother down, and so her mother made the old and don't nobody take this offensive, but if you're if you're over 50, you've probably heard of SOL. You know, where you take gravy and put it on toasted bread. my wife loves, instead of a biscuit, she loves to have a gravy on. And she ate for the first time, basically four pieces, of toast and gravy today. So My mother-in-law told me just a little while ago before the show when I called to check on her, she told me that she said that that Angie had moved today, done more today than she has in the last 6 months. And she says, I don't know if it's because you're around or because she's at home or what, but she was moving. My mother had a bout where we had to get the doctor in today because her sugar dropped so much that she went into a sugar coma, she just has no energy to eat. We finally got the cardiac people and the heart doctor and some other people. Literally, we got their attention because we told them we were fixing to move her from this hospital to Vanderbilt, and they said, well, that could be expensive, and I said, I'll sell houses. I don't give a crap, you know, and he says, you'll sell you some homes, and I said, we've got quite a few houses. I said, so I'll sell houses or whatever I got to do. And I said, you get her well, or we're moving her. If I don't see any improvement, basically within 96 hours, I'm moving her to Vanderbilt University, the hospital there. I said, because it's been a yo-yo. It's been like a yo-yo, up and down for 3 weeks. And she's been. They misdiagnosed her. The main doctors said that she had ending COPD, and that he basically wanted to comfort her. Well, my brother had to grab me because I was about to grab him and body slam him a week and a half ago. And because I tell him, I said, that's unacceptable. You know, but we've got everything on the right path. Hopefully, we'll start seeing some improvement. And my mother, right now I am en route to Wyoming in my car. I have been selected to participate in what they call Ice Road Trucking. They want me to become an instructor, and have offered me some insane money if I can pass this course, and they're willing to basically pay my way out to Wyoming in the mountains where there's still snow and ice out towards Wyoming. And so I am en route to Wyoming, be there Monday morning, and I'm going to go through an instruction class on ice road trucking.
And, dear, I just admire you so much because you're under so much stress and everything, and you are handling it so well. And I just so proud of you and just love you so much because you just under so much stress right now and you just handle it so good. And I just admire that about you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. I'm not by myself. It just like everything I do in life, I know who has the will. I know who has control of my heart, my mind, and that's our Almighty God. And without God in my life, I probably couldn't be handling this. And I do mess up. Like Wednesday night, I messed up Wednesday night, and I went back through some texts that I overlooked, and Miss Diana said that she couldn't do the radio, work our boards no more, and I somehow overlooked it and wasn't prepared, but, you know, we will survive.
That was okay. That was okay because it don't happen that often, so that was still okay.
Well, I thank you, and we just got to all get better on inviting people because if people understood what we got, I mean, you know, Herb told you a little bit about, I did not tell you about one, you know, one of the patches that I have on in it because it's another prototype. It's called Nitro Gold. It has liquid gold that's infused into a nitro patch. And Herb, if you want to tell them a little bit about what Nitro Gold is, because you got some of them, too. Tell us a little bit about Nitro Gold.
He's there. We don't hear you, Irv.
Hey, Richard, how about if I allude the gold benefit to you? If I put you on the spot, I know you have a lot of experience with the gold.
I don't The only ingredient that I know that might have been added to that, I'd have to go back and find my sheet here.
It comes from gold solution, or
right.
You know, adding
liquid
yeah.
gold.
Yep. Hold on here. Of course, that's
I know
not one
it's
that
a
I
calming
have.
Effect.
Well, that's what I noticed with this sample too. They use that as that has been used as a gold cleanse, because gold is also known to remove. So there's, I don't know how frequency is going to work compared to liquid, but gold is known to pull out metals, heavy metals and things like that don't belong in the body. So that's
kind
of
cleanses
one
the
of
blood
the things.
Cells.
Yep. Other thing that it's also known for is to a lot of people who use it routinely also feel a boost in mental capabilities and everything with that. So there's a couple of cool things with that. Give me a second here.
It still gives you the energy, but it gives you a calming effect. And it may not sound like it sometimes, but I do feel a lot smarter because it makes more clarity in your mind. It's calmer, and I still have the energy, and it's one of the fortunate things is you introduce people to this, and you grow and become a leader. I will and Irv will. We will introduce you, and we will run contests for people. We got Jane on a contest that we're going to try to get Jane a product that Irv and I have. Richard has too, because Richard's one of our leaders. So if any of you are listening, and within the sound of listening, if you step up your game instead of just basically, you know, sitting on the sideline, but if you get in the game, you know, and you get in and understand that, you know, we're into the World Series, and you can become a MVP and step up your game, we can get you some prototype products that will absolutely blow your mind. It works. Extremely well. Anyone else? Do we have anyone else, Richard, that is came on board lately, or that's it?
Nope, just Jane.
The reward
Bailey
program.
And Jane,
great, and Dave.
You've heard from
the
us
reward
all.
Program that we've, yeah, the reward program that we have put together. I mean, Richard, you've been in this industry what, 25 years at least?
Yep.
Have you ever seen an organization, a company, two people like Irv and I provide as many tools for people to build their business along with a company that introduce people to the owner and inventor, and that we can get things that, like the radio show, giving away free samples and letting you give away as many free product as you want to give away and earn as many free product as you want to earn and use any way you want to. Have you ever heard of anything like this?
Oh, it's very, very, very rare, Gary. That doesn't happen.
It is extremely rare. It doesn't happen.
Yep.
Because most people don't want to spend their money basically to help the people below them. Well, see, Irv and I don't think about anybody below us. Irv and I think about each and every one of you are equal with us. So if we can help each and every one of you within the sound of our voice, you are equal. Irv and I love you very, very much. We're willing to help you. We're willing to go that extra mile if we need to. We're willing to go that final mile with you. We're willing to work the phone with you. If you do the dialing. You know, I made a mistake with one person and said, I'll do all the work for you if you just put the people to it. he accepted that challenge, and he didn't want to do no work. And all he wanted to do was find people and let me call and talk to them. And I need everybody to do a little bit, you know, they needed to be doing a little bit of the introducing and making phone calls. But Irv and I are willing to go the extra mile to help anybody on this call, anybody of your teammates. It's up to you how far you take this. And I want you to get to the top. I want each and every one of you to get to the top. Irv, if you can put together a meeting of 20 to 30 people, Irv's liable to show up and come and help you. I would, but I've got, you know, all the medical expense of my wife with cancer that comes out of my pocket, so I stay extremely busy focusing on my frequencies and my trucking company, and hopefully soon was going to be my ice road instructing until we get this thing all cranked up. But when y'all see the new format and the new website and the new pay structure, it is going to floor you. You're gonna be like, holy tamale. It will wake you up. And if it don't wake you up, you probably ain't got a pulse. Irv, you got any thoughts, any suggestions that you want to tell people while we're waiting, or do you want me to close it out?
I'd say close it out, but final comments are, again, understand the blessings that you have received. You know, whoever opened your vision to these, you know, unknown solutions, you know, you're indebted to them forever. I mean, you know, ultimately, they've done such a favor. And you, as a compassionate human being, need to, you know, pass that forward. You can't just enjoy the blessing yourself. You need to begin to open other people's possibilities to enjoying them also. So whatever it takes, step up your game just a little. You know, begin to, you know, spark people's interest, and we'll take it from there. You know, get them to our show, and you'll see that we'll be able to get some people pretty excited about Nikola Tesla-inspired technologies. Thank you all. Close it out, Gary.
Thank you again. Irv and I love each and every one of you. Richard, thank you so much for operating our board. Ladies and gentlemen, one more time, tomorrow is Father's Day. So all of you within the sound of my voice, happy Father's Day. We're going to take tomorrow off. But Monday night is our military tribute. I want to put out a challenge to each and every one of you. Please try to invite one police officer, one firefighter, one doctor, one practitioner, one military personnel. It is our tribute to those that are on the front line. Try to get somebody, and we love you for all that you do. We love you for your participation. We love you for showing up each and every single week. We thank you, and God bless you, and we will see you Monday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Be on Tuesday night's webinar. And remember, we're here five nights a week, every night but Tuesday and Friday night at 8 p.m. We are here to help you as much as we can at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Central Time, 6 p.m. Mountain Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. Please take advantage of the generosity and get into Irv's wallet, my wallet, and get some of these free resonators and give them out to your friends. Get them on here so we could give away some free samples. God bless you. Thank you all, and good night, everyone. We will see you.
Good night, everyone.
Monday night. Good night.
Good night. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you.